Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Partow, and I'm welcoming you to this special 4th of July edition of the 90-Day Renewal for summer of 2016. And God's sense of humor, timing, I don't know. Our subject is fasting, and we're talking about it on a day of feasting. And before we went live, I started talking about this, and I think I should reiterate it for the recording, because a lot of people are out enjoying the holiday, so we've got kind of a smaller group here today, which is okay. Maybe that will encourage you to bravely raise your hand and talk to me, because you're not going to have as many people listening in, that's for sure. But before we went live, I addressed this issue that someone raised on the Facebook group. And I want to address that and then pray, and then we'll be underway. And maybe I can be brief and get to the point so you guys can all go have your barbecues if you're in the United States. Someone asked the question, okay, if the book says that today, Monday, the 4th of July, we're supposed to have a fast day, and my whole family is having a barbecue and a picnic, and all my relatives are here, and it's the 4th of July, and fireworks. But it says I'm supposed to fast today. What do I do? And the answer is to fast on Tuesday or Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday. Fast a different day. Because the Bible says that there's a time for everything. There's a time to mourn and a time to rejoice. There's a time to celebrate. And the Bible ordains and commands days of feasting and days to celebrate and get together with your family and your church friends and have a picnic and be outdoors. That's all in the Bible. But there's also a time to come away, a quiet time to be with the Lord, a time to fast and to pray and to press into his presence. So, if it's just like a one-day fast in the book, and it's your daughter's birthday, pick a different day. And if you're planning an extended fast, the only exception would be if you're in the middle of an extended fast, and a holiday falls in the middle of that. In that case, I would not skip the fast. In that case, I would continue it. If you're doing a 10-day, 2-week, 21-day, 40-day fast, then in that case, I wouldn't. Does that make sense? Just like a one-day fast, two-day fast scheduled in the book, don't worry about it. But if you've made a commitment and a vow before the Lord and you're in the middle of it, I would keep it going and just find some things at the party, at the festival, whatever, that are just liquid and have those. If that's not the case, I can remember a couple times I was doing a 40-day fast, and I think it was a family gathering. You know, it was during Lent, and there was a huge family gathering, and there really was nothing. And I nibbled on a couple carrots, and I thought, man, I'm sure God's okay with that. But one thing to keep in mind, if you're planning an extended fast, is to take a look at the calendar and ask yourself, is this the right time for me? Now, having said that, I can counterbalance it with, if you're going to do an extended fast, there's always, every month there's another reason to eat, right? January you eat because, hey, it's a brand new year, and February you eat because it's Valentine's Day, and you've got to have candy, and then March is usually Easter, and of course you've got to have Easter candy, and then April is, I don't know what April, and then May, everybody's getting married, so you can eat wedding cake, and then June, everybody's graduating, so you've got to have graduation cake, and then July, as we know, 4th of July, August, hey, you're on vacation, duh, September, back to school, October, oh, all that Halloween candy, can't miss out on that, November, please, that's Thanksgiving, December, Christmas cookies, you kidding me? So there's... there's always something, right? So just, we want to be well-balanced in everything. And so I hope that helps somebody. So if the book says fast today, I unless the Lord tells you that, yeah, you absolutely need to do it, I probably would just move it to another day. Did that help somebody? Scott, we thank you that we're not under law, but we're under grace. But it's the grace of God that teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. The Bible verse actually says it teaches us to say no. And because the way my mind works, and probably yours too, I'm like, it? Okay, so what's it? What is it that teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions? Is it a list of do's and don'ts? Is it the rule book? What is it that teaches us that? It's the grace of God. I mean, come on, that's pretty good, right? The grace of God is there for us to do difficult things. We don't need the grace of God to do easy things. We don't need the grace of God. Of course, you know, I'm talking about that enabling grace, that daily grace, not the one-time amazing grace that justifies you. I'm talking about the daily grace that sanctifies you and enables you to do difficult things, that enables you to say no to some things. Why? Why would we ever say no to anything? The only reason anyone ever says no is because they want to say yes to something else. That's it. At probably every moment of every day, you're saying yes or no, right? And the grace of God, when we have a vision for our lives, and I just preached on this Saturday night to the youth here in Cali, when we have a why on the inside, when God turns on the lights and we see what's possible for our lives, suddenly we have a yes and an amen and a why on the inside. And that's what gives us the grace to say, you know what, no, I'm in the middle of a 10-day fast and I'm pressing in for something and I have some promises from the Lord that I'm claiming and I'm saying yes to my destiny and I'm saying yes to this incredible spiritual experience I'm having with God. And because of that yes, the grace of God operating in my life is giving me the power to say no to some other things. That's what it's all about. So God, we thank you that your grace enables us to say a big, huge, hearty, heartfelt yes to the vision for our lives that you are unfolding here in the 90-day renewal. We say yes, yes, and amen. So be it, Lord. All of the things that you've been showing us are possible. The vision that you've given each and every one of us for the women that we want to be and the things we can have and the things we can do when we say yes to the call of God on our lives, that is what gives us the power and the practical enabling grace to say no to lesser things. I've been reading about E. Stanley Jones, amazing North American missionary, missionary from the United States to India. And he said, your capacity to say no determines your capacity to say yes to greater things. And that God, that's what we're asking. We are asking for you to enlarge our capacity. Would you enlarge our capacity by your grace to say no to some things that we really just ought to say no to? And the way you're going to do that, God, is by giving us a vision of the greater things that we are saying yes to. You've been doing that, God. You've done it in the lives of some women. But I say more, Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord, clearer vision for more and more women. Holy Spirit, would you pour out a fresh anointing on your women today? Holy Spirit, would you light them up on the inside and help them to see clearly what's possible for them? We love you so much. We love you, God. We love you, and we thank you. Amen. A lot of times I forget I'm praying and I start talking or teaching, and then I remember that I'm praying and I pray again. So if you're new, you'll get used to it. It's one of those little things. So welcome to week 4. And I forgot to fix these. I drop and drag these photos and then I go back and center them, and I forgot to do that. So I apologize. Things are going to be a little off kilter. Before I send you the PDF, and I hope you enjoy this, before I send you all the slides, I'll adjust these. But Angela, one of our alumni and someone who's been a leader here at Women's Empowerment University in various semesters, she has actually created an entire vision wall. I'm like, for real? Right now, honestly, I am coveting. I'm coveting like my very own wall and some scotch tape at this moment. So this is really beautiful and really powerful. And if I'm not mistaken, this centerpiece here is one that she created in a previous renewal and incorporated into her entire wall. So this is incredible. I love this. Come on, check it out. This is awesome. This is like a big fold-out poster board kind of a deal. I love this. Beautiful. She's got the year. She's got faith, family, finances, fitness. She's got it going on. This is fantastic. I love it. See how creative? I apologize I didn't get a good snapshot of this. I think this was done on a computer, if I'm not mistaken. But this is beautiful. And this, you look so happy with your husband, I've just got to say. I love that. Love that. You get your husband, your family, your ministry, Holy Spirit, faith, the Word of God, the presence of God. Beautiful. Fantastic. Look at this amazing. I believe that this is like a custom painting that she's created as part of her vision, and then just used a painting and her words. How incredibly beautiful. Thank you for sharing this with us. And I loved how so many of you gave the rationale, not just your vision, but you know what the Lord was speaking to you and what you're going for, a little bit of a description. I love the focus of this because her life is all about God and children. Her love for God and her love for the little ones. And I think it's beautiful. There's really kind of a cohesive, unifying focus. And I like that a lot. I think it's really powerful and will be very effective. In a sense, the more laser focused you can be, the more powerful. You know, it's like, you know, the little magnifying glass that can, you know, set something on fire because it's focused. And I think that God, because of this focus here, is really going to set your life on fire. And then the winner is Rachel Fisher. And I want to read what she wrote because I thought it was really powerful. And this is what it's all about. So I've been having a crappy couple days. I got my wire changed on my braces. That pain, coupled with TMJ pain and a headache, was draining me. And I skipped the ice cream I would normally turn to for comfort. Come on now. Today I decided instead of coming home to rest, I would make a vision board and hang it in my bedroom. It completely changed my mood and got me so excited. By the time I finished, I was like, I think my pain is gone. LOL. Funny how God works. I want to encourage everyone to do it. And you did encourage people. And I want to tell you that if you haven't done it yet, and I believe that prayer that I prayed at the opening, that was for some of you. And I think the Holy Spirit just released something here to some people who didn't participate in the quote contest. But this is your life. That's the real contest is your life. But shout out to Rachel. She won, I think you just won a $20 gift card, right? That's not bad. You felt better, you've got a vision for your life, and you have $20 to go get yourself a reward. Get yourself a nice reward, something that you would like. This is the promise that we've made to you. We will not give up on you. There's an army of volunteers here at Women's Empowerment University, and we're here for you. And it just amazes me that those women, thank you, team, you're in that Facebook group day after day. They create these visuals that you see. You know, one of our volunteers created this visual you're looking at right now, and they put them up in the group with the affirmations and the scripture memory verses, and they pray for you and answer your questions. We will not give up on you. God, obviously, will not give up on you. But will you promise this? Will you promise, I will not give up on myself? That's the decision. That's all we're asking of you. No one's asking for perfection. We're just asking for forward progress. Let's review the 7 secrets for weight release, and then I'm going to dive deep on fasting, even on this day of feasting. So a little awkward, but okay, it's okay. Recognize your body is on the front line of a spiritual war and wage it on your knees, for real. You're tempted to eat something you're not supposed to eat. Pray. Stop. Pray. Stop, drop, pray. I did that. I don't remember what it was. It was something in my life. And I vowed that for 1 week, every time that issue came to me, I was going to drop to my knees right on the spot. I didn't care where it was. Stop, drop, and pray. And fight it as a spiritual battle. And of course, you know about your morning routine. please listen to me. I know people get overwhelmed with all the moving parts and all the different components of the 90-day renewal, but I am telling you, please, if you do nothing else but change your morning routine, this will be some of the most life-changing 90 days you've ever spent. Change your morning routine, change your life. Begin your day on your knees, contending for the grace of God to empower you to say no that day to the things that you need to say no to in order to say yes to the greater things God has for you. And remember that peace is a spiritual weapon, our soul at rest and our body in motion. And this is a promise from God. You will keep in perfect peace her whose mind is steadfast because she trusts in you. And peace is a spiritual weapon, and it's also a weight loss weapon. Keep your mind, your will, and your emotions in a place of trust. Don't give in to anxiety and, oh, I only lost 1 pound. Bye-bye to that pound.